Chapter 7 Scrooge's Nephew. It was night time, and the wind blew the snow off the roofs of the houses. But Scrooge and the Ghost of Christmas Present could not feel the cold. As they were walking, they saw a light, and the very next moment, as if by magic, they were inside Fred's house. It was after dinner, and the candles were glowing. A group of friends were sitting around a long table eating Christmas pudding. Fred was talking.
And then he said Christmas was humbug. And he actually believes it.
Fred's wife, a young girl with bright blonde hair, red cheeks and intelligent blue eyes, looked at him.
That's the sad part, Fred. He feels no goodness in his heart. He has all that money, and he doesn't share it with anyone.
There were another two young women with the same color hair as Fred's wife sitting at the table. They were her sisters. They knew Scrooge, and they all felt the same way about him. But Fred felt sorry for his uncle.
I think he's unhappy because he doesn't know how to share anything with anyone. Every Christmas I invite him here, and every Christmas he says no. But one year he may change his mind, so I will keep inviting him.
The friends soon forgot about Scrooge. They played music and sang songs, and then they began to play games. Scrooge watched joyfully as they enjoyed themselves. He even laughed when they did, but no one could hear him. Finally, the Ghost of Christmas Present spoke.
It is time for us to leave.
Just one more game. They're about to start a new one.
Scrooge felt like a child again. The ghost let him watch this last game. It was a game called Yes, No. Fred walked around acting like some kind of angry animal, and the others asked him questions about who he was. The only answers he could give were yes or no.
Does it live in London?
Yes.
Does it live in the zoo?
No. Does it walk through the streets? Yes.
Is it a hungry dog?
No.
One of the guests became excited.
I know, it's your Uncle Scrooge.
They all began laughing because that was the right answer. Only Scrooge's nephew stopped laughing long enough to speak once more.
Well, Uncle Ebenezer, wherever you are, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The ghost took Scrooge by the arm and led him outside again. Scrooge was thinking about the fun everybody had at Fred's party. He felt so happy. He didn't see that the ghost was no longer next to him. The church bells were ringing.
What time is it? Is it night time already?
There was a figure coming towards him. It wore a long black robe with a hood which hid its face. Nothing else could be seen underneath that robe, apart from the creature's long, thin fingers. Scrooge's legs began to shake.
Who are you?
The creature did not speak. It just pointed ahead. This was the Ghost of Christmas Future, and Scrooge suddenly felt really afraid.